praja janaranjana. Yamuna tira vanachari. Yamuna tira vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Govijana Balava Kiribada Dari. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nityago Premananda Hare Hare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Kripachakacharya Stotara Sato Shri Shriman His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Savior of the Entire World Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai ISKCON DBT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sankirtan Jagya Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nityago Premananda All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading in Srimad Bhagavatam, all the way from text 40 to text 44. And when we get to text 44, we'll have a very short purport. So let's see what we can do. Sort of an emergency filling in class. I'll try my best. So I'll just read myself verses leading up to 44, which has a purport, and we can chant together text 44. Is that all right? Text 40. Kastriyangate kalapadayata venugitam Samo hitarya charitam na chaletri lokyam trilokya sobagam idam cha niriksha rupam yadgo dvichatrum amrika pulakanya bibran. Translation. Dear Krishna, What woman in all the three worlds wouldn't deviate from religious behavior when bewildered by the sweet, drawn-out melody of your flute? Your beauty makes all three worlds auspicious. Indeed, even the cows, birds, trees, and deer manifest the ecstatic symptom of bodily hair standing on end when they see your beautiful form. Text 41. Vyaktam bhavan vraja bayarti haro vijato devo yatadi purushak suraloka gopta dano nidehi karapankajam artabando taptastaneshu chasirashu chakinkarinam. Translation. Clearly, you have taken birth in this world to relieve the fear and distress of the people of Raja, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Primeval Lord, protects the domain of the demigods. Therefore, O friend of the distressed, kindly place your lotus feet on your maidservants' heads and burning breasts. Text 42. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Iti viklavitam tasham shrutva yogeshvareshvaraham prahasya sadayam gopir atmaramo pi ariramat. Translation, text 42. Sukadeva Goswami said, smiling upon hearing these despondent words from the gopis, Lord Krishna, the supreme master of all masters of mystic yoga, mercifully enjoyed with them, although he is self-satisfied. Text 43. Tabi sami tabir udara chestitam priyek shanot pula. Let's see. Padayek shanot pula mukibir achutaham udara hasad vijak kunda didatir. Vyalo chanai nanka evo dubir ritaha. Translation. Among the assembled gopis, the infallible Lord Krishna appeared just like the moon surrounded by stars. He whose activities are so magnanimous made their faces blossom with his affectionate glances, and his broad smiles revealed the effulgence of his jasmine bud-like teeth. Purport. The word achyuta here indicates that Lord Krishna did not fail to give pleasure to each and every gopi in the nocturnal assembly. And we can chant together, text 44. Upagiyamana Udgayan Vanita Shatta Yutapaha Malam Bibrad Vajayantim Vyacharan Mandayan Vanam Upai Upagiyam Mana Udgayan Upagiyamana Udgayan Anita Shatayutapaham Malambi Brad Vajayantim Yacharan Mandayan Vanam Upagiyamana Udgayan Anita Shatayutapaham Malam Bibral Vajayantim Vyachanan Mandayan Vanam Upagiyamana Udgayan Anita Shatayutapaham Malam Bibral Vajayantim Yacharan Mandayan Vanam Upagiyamana Ukayan Vanita Satayuta Paham Malambi Prad Vaichayanti Vyacharan Mandayan Panam Upagiyamana Ukayan Panita Satayuta Paham Malambi Prad Vaichayanti Yacharan Mandayan Panam Mataji Upagiyamana Ugayan Panita Satayuta Paham Malambi Prad Vaichayanti Vachayan Vachayan What happened? Upagiyamana Ugayan Panita Satayuta Paham Malambi Vlad Vaichayanti Yacharam Mandayam Panam Upagiyamana Being sung about Udgayan singing loudly himself Vanita of women Shata hundreds Yutapa, the commander. Malam, the garland. Vibrat, wearing. Vaijayantim, known as Vaijayanti, which consists of flowers of five different colors. Vyacharan, moving about. Mandayan, beautifying. Vanam, the forest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As the gopis sang his praises, that leader of hundreds of women sang loudly in reply. He moved among them, wearing his Vaijayanti garland, beautifying the Vrindavan forest. Please repeat. As the gopis sang his praises, that leader of hundreds of women sang loudly in reply. He moved among them, wearing his Vaijayanti garland, beautifying the Vrindavan forest. Purport, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, whose disappearance day is coming up very soon, by the way. Lord Krishna sang many wonderful melodies and meters, and the gopis accompanied him, following his lead. Krishna's singing on this occasion is described in the Sri Vishnu Purana. Krishna Saraj Chandramasam Kaumudim Kumudakaram Chagao gopi janastvekam Krishna nama punak punaha. Translation. Krishna sang the glories of the autumn moon, the moonshine, and the lotus-filled river, while the gopis simply sang his name repeatedly. Om agyanati miranda shaj ananjana shalakaya chakshun militam yena tarshman shri gurudeva maha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is really something amazing. So complete revelation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Presented to us. by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva, by the mercy of Sri Guru Parampara. And in most of our cases, we're just in this one lifetime, especially in the Western world, when we think about, we shouldn't think too much about it, but where we are coming from and our gradual evolution. I was hearing a lecture yesterday where Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing, like anything, that yes, evolution is there. It means evolution of consciousness. In one sense, it's almost like a Darwinian evolution when you think about the metamorphosis that some of us, those of us who used to be hippies, for instance, it's almost like evolving, even in terms of changing your body, just going from the more or less grotesque to the more sublime. But to be able to be privy, to be able to be allowed to hear about these intimate pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with His pure devotees is, well, I guess that's what we'd expect from Lord Chaitanya's mercy, to give the most sublime, elevated understanding of what it means to love and serve God to everyone. Whether they were qualified, whether they weren't even interested, Lord Chaitanya was freely giving out the mercy. Magivan amagi keha patravaha patra ihara vicharunaha jani teya matra. He didn't ask who was qualified, who was asking. He just gave it to everyone. So this, and what did he give? He even said, I'll have to come myself. It's like Advaita Acharya, he was saying, I can't do it. You have to come. Krishna, you have to come personally. These people are so materialistic. All I could do is lament at their pitiable condition. What to speak of now, in this rapidly advancing degradation of Kali Yuga, which is all around us. You're a little bit protected here in Alachua, because you have all this land here, and you can see Krishna's nature. But in Miami, and especially the big bad cities, not just in the U.S., the U.S., as usual, is leading the way. It's really what we say in modern American English, we say it's off the scale. I mean, it's just so incredible. And yet here we are in this oasis, this Vaikuntha bubble, as Prabhupada described it. What to speak of Vaikuntha here, Vrindavan bubble, where we're actually allowed to enter by hearing into these eternal ecstatic exchanges of love between Krishna and his pure devotees. This is Krishna's real business. It's not even a business. It's sport. Lila, pastime. Paritanaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge yadaya dahi dharma syat. This schedule coming to re-establish religious principles when they're being transgressed too much, that is more, not so much the business of Krishna, of Yasoda Nandana. That is more Devaki Nandana. That's the business of Krishna and his aspect of Vishnu. Just like we hear in Dwarka, that Krishna would show four arms when I don't remember the exact sequence, but when he would leave his palaces, he would enter the assembly, thinking he expected to make a majestic presentation at that time, so he showed four arms. Sometimes you do that unexpectedly, but the killing of the demon and that type of activity, re-establishing religious principles, that's Krishna as Krishna, his business is simply to enjoy is that story. It's a history. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers, I think he was a German-born devotee. Prabhupada's godbrother. And he saw and heard about Krishna, and he said, yes, he must be the original person, the source of even all the other incarnations, because it seems like the incarnations, they all have some business to do. Whereas Krishna just enjoys. He just is the supreme enjoyer. Yeah, it's true that we read, even in this 10th canto, we hear Krishna's killing demons. It seems like Krishna's doing it, but still there's that subtlety that when he does that, it's not exactly in his mood as Krishna per se. Of course, even the killing demons is also lila, is also sport, and it's relishable. And it produces all kinds of transcendental anxiety and emotions, especially in the heart of Mother Yasoda. And just like here, in the exchange with Krishna and the gopis, not just like here, but in this aspect, just like here, that also there's some, we heard that in the first verse we read, it said that the gopis, the word despondent was there. Text 40, no, not text 40, text 42. It says, Shukadeva Goswami said, smiling upon hearing these despondent words from the gopis. So even in the scene of enjoyment, they say variety is the mother of enjoyment. So there's so much different transcendental intensities and different emotions, and everything is there. And this is the original, this is the storehouse, the fountainhead of all rasas and all emotions. We're hearing it just in these verses. And they'll go on. We'll hear how Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance. But everything is okay. I always say, well, it's not that everything's okay and something's going to go wrong. It's in Leela, if things didn't go wrong, then there wouldn't be as much drama and there wouldn't be as much. So yeah, something's going to go wrong. The gopis will get a little proud and Krishna will disappear and we'll go into the whole sequence. And then what's to speak of this? Something really will go wrong. Krishna will leave. Akrura will take Krishna out of Vrindavan, although Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. How is that? Again, Krishna in a different aspect is leaving. Actually, Krishna is always there in Vrindavan, but the lila is stimulated by this apparent leaving of Krishna, very apparent leaving of Krishna from Vrindavan. And then later on, there are different Gitas, there's different speeches. One is the Venu Gita. We have that book by Shiva Ram Swami, Venu Gita. And another is the, how do you say, the Brahmi Gita? How do you say that? Brahma. B is like a lot of BH sounds there. Brahma Gita, where Radharani speaks to the bumblebee. I was reading the other day a very nice book called Mathura Meets Vrindavan by Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Wonderful book, and very sweetly and gracefully gives so much insight into these different emotions. And a very parallel set of emotions and agitation and turmoil, and Radharani is through the bumblebee, she's kind of chastising Krishna, and the gopi's feeling of separation is so intense, especially when Krishna is apparently not in Vrindavan. But by that very separation, that invokes more of a sense of the presence when the gopis couldn't stop thinking. I mean, if we have the Supreme Personality of Godhead performing these pastimes have to be enacted. Krishna's always in association with his devotees, so these have to be the best devotees, the most exalted, most intense. Like someone asks Srila Prabhupada, how do you know who's the more advanced devotee? And Srila Prabhupada says, the one who's most addicted to Krishna. And then when we hear throughout every aspect of their life, we're hearing just yesterday, the day before, that I think it was yesterday, that Radharani only wanted to see Krishna. So that's why she was blind. And then finally, when Krishna came, also as a baby, and crawled up on the cradle, then she opened her eyes. Because the only purpose of her eyes is to see Krishna. Just like, of course, the chastisement of the creator, Lord Brahma, that he's not a very good creator. He made these eyes imperfect. Why is that? Because they blink. I could tell you a lot about how imperfect our eyes can become. And you just one moment blinking is just terrible for gopis who are the most addicted to Krishna in the most intense way. This gets into a very, like a little controversial, a little subtle kind of thing that sometimes you hear devotees, I mean, one new bhakta was coming and telling me, I won't go into the detail, but Prabhupada must be have, anyway, she was saying Prabhupada must be in Madhurya Ras, because how could someone in a lower Ras teach, you know, be the preceptor of a guru and give the higher Ras to his disciples, someone is saying like that. But we shouldn't, it's a very kind of immature or limited attitude to have that we come out and we say with some material idea of measurement that the Madhurya Ras is higher, is better, is superior than, I mean, love of Madhya Yashoda to Krishna is no less intense, really, than the love of the gopis for Krishna. But on the transcendental platform, yes, the Madhurya Ras. I remember hearing that in the Madhurya Ras, all the other rasas are encompassed in that rasa. It all takes place. Not that you can do anything and everything mixes together, rasa bas, but anyway, we can read at the end of Nectar of Devotion. We can get a lot more information in Chaitanya Charitamritam. You get more details, even some technical details about the different emotions of the gopis, different emotions of Radharani. There are Sanskrit names for all these nuances. And as Prabhupada mentioned, it's very hard to translate. Even the word rasa, it's very hard to translate into English. So as we read these pastimes, it's very... you know, it's kind of like a test of how much we became purified or not became purified. I can give an example in my own case. In the early 70s, I was visiting a lot the Boston Temple at 3840 North Beacon Street in Boston. And I remember that I was sitting there and I felt so uncomfortable because all the devotees and the guests, they were relishing a presentation of Prahlad Maharaj and how Jayan Vijay descended, fell in one sense from the spiritual world. And it was all, it seemed like it was a children's show. And because of my material contamination, I still had a very respectable beard and, you know, I was thinking, oh, I'm a grown-up man. How could I sit here and everybody's like, this is for children. It was actually a cartoon kind of thing. And I just felt like, what am I, you know, this isn't worthy of a mature person like me. You know, and meanwhile, everyone, and they were adults, they weren't kids, they were adults, guests and devotees, and they were all, their eyes were wide, and they were looking, and they were relishing. It took some years, and then I also was able to relax a little bit and say, you know, it doesn't matter if it seems like childlike. And even those early paintings by Jadurani, they seem like a kind of primitive and very simple child. There's an interview with Rameshwara Prabhu now, and he was saying how Prabhupada didn't want to change those. Some of the paintings were those style. So it takes a different, it's a different consciousness to appreciate. We can't impose some material conception of what's mature, what's immature, what's aesthetic, what's not so aesthetic. Although, from any point of view, when we hear these pastimes, they are certainly very beautiful. People would, as is still very much in mundane consciousness, we had one bhakta in Miami, and he was looking at, like especially the small deities of Radha and Krishna. In Miami, the big deities are called Radha Braja Bihari, and the small ones, I guess you say Vijaya Vigraha, or Chota Radha Krishna. And he looked and he just said, who are these two little girls? So there were two little girls. He couldn't even distinguish that. Sometimes, materially speaking, we see Krishna, he seems like his hips are very, very wide, and we may not quite understand. So in that sense, we have to adjust a little bit our vision to appreciate. But here we're seeing something that this is the Adiras, this is the original pure relationship between Purusha and Prakriti or Shakti. This is what, why we're in the material world, because, well, hopefully no longer, but we would hear things like this, just like I felt some envy and some, I felt like a little insulted by seeing something that seemed too childish. So here we see something that seems just too romantic, and we're envious because we wish we were the actors in this drama. So we prefer to go and perform our very perverted versions, very perverted versions of this kind of pastime. We try to be Krishna, we try to be the gopis. But the attitude is so, I mean, this is original. I mean, we're getting the chance to get a glimpse into the original loving relationship, that term, adiras. This is the original conjugal exchange, the original, and in its, yes, in its most intense feature. In Brahma Sangita, you know that verse has the longest purport. Where is it? Sabirya eva nicharupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivashat yakinatma bhuto govinda maripurusham tamahamachami. It's that one, isn't it? It has a very long purport. What? 64 fine arts. Oh, is that the same purport that explains the controversy between Rupa Goswami and I think was it Jiva Goswami, where they seemed like they were had different takes on the this kind of leela that we're hearing, the not Svakya, was it Svakya or was it Parakya? Right, Svakya versus Parakya. Was Krishna really married to the gopis? Was he not married to the gopis? Was were they actually married to other men? And then there's a lot. It's such a delicate topic. It's the longest purport, goes on for about 10 pages. And these are the kind of nuances that we have to not exactly intellectualize about, but you have to have some sense of the depth of what's actually going on. Again, we're approaching it from still, most of us still have at least some material contamination. That means we still have some trace of lust, greed, anger, and envy even. So we try to understand what's going on, and then we still tend to project or impose our material conceptions. That has to be purified. And then, that's why the six Goswamis, Pushkar, you know the verse, what is it? That when I follow the six Goswamis, then I'll be able to understand the Radha Krishna Leela. And right, not just follow, but read the books. When I study the literature of the six Goswamis, then I'll be able to understand Radha Krishna Leela. So, yes, there's a lot of preparation. Of course, you here in Alachua, you all graduated from all the other cantons. Not all of you. I don't know how many of you were here. Maybe Pushkar was. I don't know how many. Even Pushkar probably was. I don't think there's anyone that was actually here for the whole Bhagavatam study from first canto up to the 10th canto. Yeah, but as we're studying or hearing the tenth canto, the only reason that we're getting this is because, of course, some temples may skip, but we're certainly not supposed to skip to the 10th canto. What to speak of skip to this Rasa Leela? It's because this is like a very, very slow process of going through all different cantos. As Prabhupada says in the introduction, when you read carefully, all the ninth cantos, then you become a pure devotee, and then you can go and enter into the precincts of the 10th canto. So I guess most of us are getting like a free ride in a sense. Although many of us have read, yeah, we've read, but as far as like the formal study in a Bhagavatam class, that's a very special. I don't know if there's too many other temples in the whole world where they've, you might say, rightfully gone into reading this part of the Bhagavatam. And it was mentioned the other day, is the style of classes is that it's kind of like when I was in Vrindavan and they were doing, they were up to the third canto, and there were all these really, really technical verses about the material energy, and this comes from that, and that comes from this, and it was so hard, and even, you know, very learned senior sannyasis and other devotees, they would just say, what can I say? I mean, I'm not Sariputta. I don't know what to say. So similarly, as we go through these verses, it's not surprising that many devotees giving class, maybe not all, but many of them feel in many ways unprepared, and I'm certainly in that group. So I guess we all sympathize with one another's just feeling very humbled and very privileged, in a sense, to being able to read. Of course, Prabhupada gave us all this in Krishna book, but naturally there's some more detail, and there's more of a meditation. It's going a little slower here when we get the actual verse by verse. It's very, very, I mean, the main thing is we should be inspired, whether we can understand it and verbalize it well or we can't, we should at least be inspired. We should always remember, and this is what we should have learned by coming up through the other cantos, whether we read it ourselves or even here in Alachua, formally in the classes, we should feel so inspired that yes, this is the source of all those incarnations that we read about in the earlier cantos, And here we're getting actually the real nectar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form, in his intimate pastimes with his devotees. And at the same time, the gopis, they thought he was like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we need to know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then that helps us balance us. It gives us some ballast as we read this. We don't start imposing some mundane conception. Yes, of course God would attract all women. That's one of his opulences, his beauty. Naturally, he would be the most attractive to all the women. He's the most attractive to all the men, too, but in this very special way. He's, I said, leader of hundreds of women. What to speak of hundreds? Unlimited. So this is, when we remember that this personality who's involved in this love tryst at night in the woods with the gopis, in the forest of Vrindavan, he's none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's not only that he has the right to do what he's doing, but it just gives us some peace of mind, and we don't become envious when we see his amazing, attractive potency, how he, in every single way, he puts to shame any pretender, even up to the demigods. And who would dare to accept the nonsense rascals in the material world? Who would dare to imitate such a thing? So there may be some comments or questions now. Corrections?
Actually, I spoke to one devotee the other day after he'd given class, and we sat and talked for a bit. And then we analyzed that if we went through the progression of the Bhagavatam, verse by verse, is 18,000 verses, and 5 days a week, one day Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one day, of course, to hear Srila Prabhupada. But if you went through 5 days a week in progression, it would take 60 years to hear Sri Rasleela Katha. So it means perhaps for most people, once in their lives, in the natural progression of Bhagavatam, they'll come and they'll hear Rasalila Katha.
Why does it take 60 years? How does it?
By the math, 18,000 verses done 5 days a week, one verse at a time.
Oh.
We did the math, 60 years.
Uh-huh.
So it means perhaps one time in a lifetime, devotee will hear Rasalila Katha. So it is really important because Chaitanya Charitamritam and Ramananda Sambhadi said, Samyak Saravasana Krishna Rasalila. That of all Krishna's pastimes, this is the most glorious. So we have to certainly be careful in approaching it, but at the same time, it is so important to hear this katha to get rid of our own tendencies for sense gratification.
Yeah, that's a delicate point. On the one hand, we're warned not to jump to Rasa Lila and not to, because we'll commit offense, so we'll have a mundane attitude. At the same time, we hear that this is the real purifying katha. This is, in fact, at the very beginning of Bhagavatam, in the very first canto, and I think it's the purport of the very first verse, it says the impersonalists indirectly promote sinful activities, illicit sex, because they deny that there's spiritual sex. You know, Prabhupada would hesitate, use the word sex, it's just so laden with material association. But there he did use that term. You can say conjugal. It means, okay, sex, but spiritual sex. That, yes, that's there. You go back to home, back to Godhead. You might say, well, okay, even if I accept there's some variety in the spiritual world, but if there's no sex, I'd rather stay here. And don't quote me on that, but that's, people have a kind of that mentality, isn't it? But yes, that is there, and what makes it spiritual rather than material is simply the desire is to please Krishna. And if that's the ras, that's the way he is to be pleased. It's very, very, it's Let's go. Anyway, we could say more. Anyone else want to add anything? Oh, he shut everything off. I admire the way Krishna Keshavapu, he's always multitasking. He's playing the mridanga, and he's people coming up to him with different questions, and he's very dynamic. All right, well, it's the time to end at this time, so please forgive my frailties in approaching this exalted subject matter, and especially like jumping in like this, and couldn't even find any shlokas to quote in this regard. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
It's a very good at last minute.